This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, the stories of the prophets from the Quran. Today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about, in general, the story of the Prophet Isa, alayhi salam. And in addressing the story of Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, we're going to go a little bit further back, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the story of Isa, alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts further back with the family that Isa, alayhi salam, came from. And hence the name of the surah that we're familiar with as well, Surah Ali Imran, the family of Imran. And as we've been going through these different stories of the prophets in the Quran, every single day we've tried to focus on a particular lesson that we can extract from there, something we can learn and implement. And so the particular lesson that we're going to be talking about today from the story of Isa alayhi salam is the lesson of dedication. The Alu Imran, the family of Imran, which culminates with Isa ibn Maryam salamun alayhima, really embodies and personifies the character and the quality, the trait of dedication. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to teach us this lesson of dedication by going all the way back to the grandparents of Isa alayhi salam, Imran and his wife, who is referred to as Imra'atu Imran, the wife of Imran. Some of the books, like the Old Testament, mentions her name as Anne or Hanna. Nonetheless, Allah tells us, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ, the wife of Imran, she said, إِنْ رَبِّي, my Lord, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا. She was expecting a child, she was pregnant, and she says, my Lord, I devote, I dedicate, I vow, I pledge to give my child for your sake, to free that child from any kind of expectations, social or otherwise, familial or social, any kind of expectations or obligations. But this child will be solely and only dedicated to you and only you, O Allah. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي, so accept this child from me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, you are the one who hears all and knows all. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا, when she gave birth to the child, the Quran tells us, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى, she said, my Lord, I have given birth to a daughter. Because they were from the region that we know as Palestine. They were from Nasira, Nazareth. And so understanding that the sacred place there, the place of worship for the people in that region, and one of the most sacred places on earth, was a place that was close to them, and that was Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And so the idea was that this child that I am pledging for the sake of Allah will go and will serve the house of Allah and will serve the community there. And so there was a natural assumption that obviously a male child, the son, will be more capable of serving that role, being a khadim in the masjid, cleaning the masjid, serving the worshippers, and eventually one day, if Allah has willed so, then be able to lead the people and, you know, teach the people and so on and so forth. So she says, I have given birth to a daughter. Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'at, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something remarkable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knew who she had actually given birth to, that she was underestimating what this would mean. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, and the male is not like the female. And while this is a bigger, larger philosophical statement in the Quran that addresses a lot of the chaos that we see in society today, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time in His infinite wisdom is saying that that she was underestimating what role ultimately in the grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this child could serve by virtue of being a daughter and not a son. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ, and she says, I named this daughter Maryam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And I ask you, Allah, to protect her and her progeny from shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted her, and then she كَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. She ended up in the supervision, the care, and the tutelage of her uncle Zakariya alayhi salam, a prophet of God. So she's living in Baytul Maqdis, she's worshiping there, she's studying there, and she has a prophet as a teacher. Subhanallah. And then look at the dedication from the very early days. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. We talked previously about Zakariya alayhi salam's dua for a child, even in old age, and an extremely old age. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it was Maryam's dedication that was an inspiration for Zakariya alayhi salam's dua. When he enters upon her and he finds her in the mihrab, in her place of worship, her corner of the masjid, worshiping Allah, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. He found her with sustenance, with provision, with food. The narration mentions that she was eating fruits. She was eating fruits that were out of season and out of region. And he says, أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. How'd you come by this? قَالَتْ وَمِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. This is from Allah, and Allah provides to whomsoever He wills, however He wills. There are no limits, there are no limitations upon Allah. Allah can provide anything to anyone, anywhere, anyhow, anytime. And so look at that dedication. Now, it goes forward, the story moves forward from there, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose her. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah has chosen you for a great, mighty purpose. And that purpose is that you will be the vessel of the greatest miracle that this world has witnessed since the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam. Like Allah created Adam alayhi salam from clay, that miracle of human life, you will be the vessel of the next greatest miracle that humanity has witnessed. And that is that you will bear a child that has no father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells her, وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He will be a prophet of God. He will miraculously speak to people even as an infant, as a baby. And he will be a righteous prophet of Allah. And so she bears this child with devotion, with dedication. And when the time comes for this child to come into this world, she is still dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the mission and the responsibility and the task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to her. And once Isa alayhi salam is born, and she takes him back to the people, she enters into the town, and they start berating her, and they start slandering her and accusing her, she's not shaken in her dedication at all. They start to say things to her like, لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. You have done the most horrific thing. يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ. They invoke her family. You've shamed your family. مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ. Your father was not an evil man. وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. Your mother was not a shameless woman. What have you done? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. Look at her conviction, her dedication. She pointed to the infant. And even they were baffled. They said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. How do you expect us to speak to an infant that you are carrying in your arms? And then Isa alayhi salam spoke miraculously. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I am the servant of God. أَتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. Allah has given me revelation and Allah has made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. I will be a source of blessing for humanity. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا. And I will continue to worship my Lord and practice charity as long as I will be alive. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي. And I will honor my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. I will not be a wretched man. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا. And I will always be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. That was Isa, the son of Maryam, salamun alayhima. And so again, you see the dedication, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us more about the dedication of Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then he served his mission. He served his role. وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. He was a messenger to the people of Bani Israel, the Israelites. أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. That I have been sent to you with signs from my Lord. أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He displayed miracles to them, all by the will and the permission of Allah, with the name of Allah, Bismillah, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would take dirt or clay and he would form it into the shape of a bird. He would say the name of Allah and he would blow into it and it would come to life and fly away. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ. He would cure the blind, he would cure the leper, by the will and the permission in the name of Allah. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He brought the dead back to life by the name and the will and the permission of Allah. And that dead person who came back to life testified that indeed he is a messenger of Allah. And he did all of this, even though his own people, Isa alayhi salam was from Bani Israel. He's from the Israelites, he's from Bani Israel. And his own people rejected him. His own people rejected him. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ الْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. They slandered and accused his mother of horrific things. They called him a liar and a charlatan, a magician and a soothsayer, somebody who's trying to deceive people. But Isa alayhi salam kept serving his mission. He was dedicated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even tells us that eventually what happened with Isa alayhi salam is that he became the subject of the greatest lies that humanity has ever concocted. That the people that eventually would be known as the Yahud, who were his own people, they slandered his mother, they called him a liar, and they painted him as a liar. And then on the other side, the people who did initially accept and receive his message, but then they went too far and they deified him and they called him the Son of God. وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةَ. They called him God. They worshipped him. And everyone went too far. Think about how they completely defied and they completely betrayed Isa alayhi salam. But you know how dedicated Isa alayhi salam is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in this world, about a conversation that will happen on the Day of Judgment. Listen to this conversation. Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمُ. Allah will say to Isa alayhi salam on the Day of Judgment, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ. Did you tell the people, اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, to worship you and your mother? Did you tell them to worship you? قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ. He'll say, my Lord, all glory be to you. Perfect are you, O Allah. مَا يَكُونُ لِي. Why would I ever do such a thing? أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍ. That I would say something that I have no right to say. إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَهُ. If I would have said it, you would know, O Allah. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. You know everything that's in my heart and I do not possess your knowledge, O Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. You know everything. You are the knower of all things, the unseen and the hidden and everything. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ. The only thing I told the people, إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ. What you commanded me to. Dedication. أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. I told them to worship you, O Allah, and that you are my Lord and you were their Lord. You are my Lord and you are their Lord. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. And I was a witness upon them. I tried and I persisted so long as I was alive amongst them. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي. But O Allah, when you decreed and destined that I would leave the world, كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ, then you remained watchful over them. وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And you are a witness over everything. Nothing is concealed from you, O Allah. And then Isa alayhi salam, even on the day of judgment, dedication. Dedication. He's still doing his job. He's still a prophet and messenger in that moment. What does he say next? إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. O Allah, if you decide to punish them, then they are your slaves, they are your servants. You may do with them as you will and as you please. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. But if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You are almighty and all wise, and no one can question you. Our messenger, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was so inspired by this dedication to the mission of prophethood. He was so inspired by this dedication of Isa alayhi salam that it's narrated in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night stood up to pray, as he would pray throughout the night. And he read the verse, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. O Allah, if you decide to punish them, they are your servants, and you may do as you will. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. But if you decide to forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You're almighty and all wise, and no one can question you. فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا حَتَّى أَذَّنَ بِلَالٍ. And the Prophet ﷺ kept on repeating this verse over and over and over and over again, crying tears to the point where his beard was soaked, his chest was soaked, his shirt was wet with his tears. And he kept on repeating this verse and over and over again until Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu called the adhan for Fajr. Dedication. And so we have similarly been given a task and a responsibility to worship Allah, to serve Allah, to serve the deen of Allah, to spread the word of Allah. And we have to find that purpose, but not only just find that purpose, then we have to hold on to it and be dedicated and devoted to it and committed to it to our very last breath. Inspired by this example of dedication from Isa alayhi salam, our messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all the prophets of God. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that type of dedication and devotion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to remain dedicated to our purpose and our mission for the remainder of our lives. Amin ya rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahum bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.